The Knik Arm Bridge and Toll Authority, or KABATA, wants an independent source to review findings of a state audit of revenue projections that almost swamped the Knik Arm Bridge project in the waning hours of this year's legislative session. KABATA spokeswoman Shannon McCarthy says the new study will update the project's traffic and socioeconomic data while providing a peer review of the data called into question by opponents of the bridge project.
We need to take a look at what's been happening and revisit our numbers. They were put together in 2007, so it's time to go ahead and update those numbers, make sure that we have all the right numbers going into our model. And then the second reason is because the socioeconomic data was called into question, we're asking professional economists to take a look at our numbers, take a look at all of the work that's been done in terms of socioeconomic forecasting, and to take a look at that and see if the numbers are good and if they're used appropriately.
KABATA has issued a request for proposals for bids from firms that may be interested in reviewing and updating the data. Proposals are due June 6th, and a report is expected by fall. In an earlier statement, McCarthy said that KABATA is still the legal entity with authority over the Knik Arm Bridge project, although that status too has come into question after the State House passed an amendment to a KABATA funding bill that would have given authority to build the bridge to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. The Senate did not pass the amendment, however, leaving the fate of KABATA undetermined.